Hi everyone, this is John and I'm in Scotland, to be more precise. I'm halfway up the side of Loch Lomond. This is day two of the West Highland Way. Didn't do a podcast on day one. Day one took us from Mulgay up to Drimmen, about 20k, a walk in the park literally, fairly straightforward. By 2 o'clock we were in Drimmen, which is spelt D-R-Y-M-E-N, dry men. I'll come back to that later. So I was in what was claimed to be Scotland's oldest pub by 2 o'clock, or Cathy and I were, and it was a very nice afternoon as well. Today was slightly different. We left dry men about 9 o'clock, and by the time we arrived at Collymore, dry man was something I definitely wasn't. I've never seen rain like it. It's about 22 k's, a little bit of a stretch going up a place called, I think it was Connick Hill, I think it probably about 1500 feet, driving rain all the way. 6 or 7 hours, everything's wet, my waterproofs are wet, clothes are wet, skin's wet, my internal organs are wet as well. I'd love to say it's beautiful countryside, but you couldn't see more than about 50 feet, and the loch, which looks very eerie and very misty, you couldn't see much of that either. God, what rain. Not really seen rain like it when I've been out walking since the infamous walk up to Shap, when I did the coast to coast last year. But all's going well. Not too strenuous. A bit of up and a bit of down. And as I said, I'm up at Collymore. But I have found somewhere with a Wi-Fi signal. And I have found a pub. And I have found a pub, believe it or not, it's got Sky Sports, so I'll be able to watch the West Ham Man United game. So the world is good and everything in its place. And I shall leave you with a poem. And it's a request from the Holiday Fellowship, and it's on the wall as you walk up from Collymore up to the lake. Friend, when you stray or sit and take your ease on moor or fell or under spreading trees, pray leave no traces of your wayside meal. No paper bag, no scattered orange peel. No daily journal littered on the grass. Others may view these with distaste as they pass. Let no one say, and say it to your shame, that all was beauty here until you came. What a nice sentiment. So, further north tomorrow, about another 20k, hopefully slightly better weather, and as ever, I shall be you then.